Unit 9. Part 1. Arrangements for a visit. Conversation 1.
Powerglide Systems.
I'd like to speak to Emma Wood, please.
Who's calling, please?
Ernesto Garone.
One moment, I'll put you through. Emma Wood.
Good morning. This is Ernesto Garone.
Hello, Mr. Garone. Nice to hear from you. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Fine.
I'm phoning about my visit on the 22nd. I'm afraid I've had to change my flight, and I'm not arriving until 11.
Oh, right. Thank you for letting us know.
And there's something else.
Yes?
Would you mind if I brought a colleague with me?
Of course not. Can I have his name?
Yes. It's a woman, actually. Signora Agnelli. That's A-G-N-E-L-L-I.
Signora Agnelli.
That's right. She'd like to have a look at your rolling mill.
Would you like me to arrange a demonstration?
That would be very kind.
Not at all. Was there anything else?
No, that's everything, I think.
Let me know if there's anything else we can do.
Thank you.
Until Thursday at around 11, then.
Yes. I'm looking forward to meeting everyone.
Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Conversation 2.
Emma Wood.
Ah, Emma. It's Kel Olofsson here.
Hello, Kel. What can I do for you?
It's the visit by Ernesto Garone.
Yes?
I'm afraid I can't make lunch on Thursday.
That's a pity.
Louise can, so it's not a major problem. But I was looking forward to seeing him. Could we meet on Friday instead?
He's going to the Peterborough plant.
I know, but how about a breakfast meeting?
Yes, that would be possible.
Shall we say 8:30 at the Dorchester?
Yes, okay. And a colleague is coming with him.
Is that Signora Agnelli?
Yes.
Fine. Would you put it on the schedule, then?
Yes, no problem.
Thanks a lot, then. Bye.
Bye.
Conversation 3. Michael Black.
Hello, Michael. Emma here.
Hello, Emma. I got the schedule.
Good. The reason I'm calling is there have been some changes.
Oh, yes?
Mr. Garone is bringing a colleague, a Mrs. Agnelli. Would you mind showing her the rolling mill in operation?
No, not at all.
That's very good of you.
When would suit you best?
Sometime on Thursday, if possible. Would you prefer the morning or the afternoon?
The afternoon, I think. What about 2 o'clock?
That should be fine. We were going on a workshop tour at 2:30, but I can put that off till 3.
Right, then.
So that's 2 on Thursday, then. Thanks a lot, Michael.
You're welcome. Take care.
And you. Bye.
Part 2. Conference Arrangements.
Could we have a quick word about the sales conference?
Yes, of course. The venue's booked.
Good. And I've got some definite numbers now. There are 107 delegates.
That's okay. The auditorium holds 130. And I've booked 2 other rooms as well.
We need to sort out the program.
It's difficult to do that without knowing how many people are attending each talk. There is a conference room that holds 60 people and a meeting room that holds 30.
Well, everyone's going to Mr. Tananka's presentation. He's giving the opening address, but I'll find out about the others.
Would you also ask the speakers if they need any special equipment?
What have you got, then?
There are simultaneous translation facilities in the auditorium, and there's a video projector in the conference room.
What about microphones and slide projectors?
All the rooms have them.
Good.
What time would you like to start?
9, I think. Then we can fit 2 sessions in before lunch. What are we doing for lunch?
There's a bar for drinks, and I thought we'd have a buffet.
Don't they do sit-down meals?
Yes. Would you prefer a sit-down meal, then?
I think so.
Okay. I'll arrange it.
And I'll find out how many people are going to each presentation.
And what equipment the speakers need.
Yes. Okay.
Part 3. Business Activities. L'Oréal is active in all world markets, and we employ just over 30,000 people worldwide. We have production facilities, agents, and subsidiaries in all 5 continents, and we are increasing our share of the world's cosmetic markets. Let's begin by looking at the different activities of the group. This slide shows last year's sales when we had a turnover of 37.57 billion French francs. If we look more closely, we can see that the largest part of our revenue comes from consumer and salons activities. This market segment accounts for 49% of the total turnover. It includes skincare products, makeup, fragrances, and hair care products, where we are a world leader. The next division is perfumes and beauty. Here, we have an exceptional range of prestigious brands, which includes Lancôme, Helena Rubinstein, and Biotherm. This division's turnover increased last year to stand at 8.5 billion francs. Moving on to active cosmetics, this division has dual objectives. Firstly, to develop new, technically advanced cosmetics, and secondly, to enhance our close relationships with pharmacists, a key channel of distribution. It achieved a turnover of 3.7 billion French francs last year. Then, we come to Synthelabo, our pharmaceutical subsidiary, which accounts for 16.8% of our total revenues. It regularly invests 20% of its turnover in research and development. Synthelabo is making advances in the treatment of central nervous system disorders at the moment, and it will become a world leader in this field in the future. In addition to these four major areas of activity, L'Oréal also owns Art Curio, a contemporary art gallery. We hold a major stake in the Marie Claire Publishing Group, and we have increased our stake in Paravision International, a film production and distribution company. Together, these activities account for 1.8% of our turnover, or 0.7 billion francs. Part 4. Arrangements for a presentation. Ah, good morning, Ms. Ross. Do come in.
Hello, Mr. Fisher. Nice to see you.
Face to face instead of on the phone, what? How are you?
Fine, thanks. Very well.
Oh, do sit down. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Black.
Here you are.
Thanks. Well, how's it all going?
Oh, not too bad. We're just about to open a branch in New Zealand.
Oh, I'm hoping to, if I can justify it to the marketing director. How's your little boy? Has he started school yet?
Oh, yes. He's in the second year now.
What? Already? Doesn't time fly? Is he enjoying it?
Very much. It's much more fun than being home.
Haha. Well, I suppose we'd better make a start. Shall we get down to business?
Right. First of all, can I confirm the time and date of the presentation? It's Saturday, October 24th, in the morning. What time exactly?
Well, on the invitations we've sent out, we've said that the presentation itself will start at 11 and go on till 12:30.
So you'll need the room from about 10 till 2. Would you like us to serve coffee beforehand?
Yes, yes, and drinks and snacks at the end.
Better to have a buffet lunch?
No, people who are invited won't be expecting a free lunch. They might think that's overdoing it. They'll want to get back to their families, as it's Saturday.
All right. The normal pre-lunch snack buffet will be what you need. That's basically the same as what you had last February.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Okay. Well, we'll charge for the room, coffee, and snack buffet at the standard rate, less 15%, as we agreed. And we'll charge for the drinks served on a pro rata basis.
Fine, yes.
What type of, equipment, furniture, would you like?
Well, let's have, five tables for our display. We'll bring our own stands. Now, there's an overhead projector and sound system already in the room, I believe. Can you get someone to check that before we come? You know, to see if it's working?
Oh, of course. The technician will be with you when you're setting everything up. Oh, the seats in that room have flap-over desktops. Will that be all right?
Yes, that's fine, sure.
You say you've sent out the invitations. Any idea how many people there'll be? I think you know there's... The capacity for the room is about 50, but 40 is ideal.
Yes, the problem is that we won't know exactly how many there'll be until shortly before.
Can you let me know definitely by Thursday?
No. but I'll have a rough idea, and we'll budget for the number I give you then. We've sent out 100 invitations.
100?
Yes, well, in theory, that means that there could be 200 people.
Yes, but the room won't.
But of course, I don't expect more than about 30 to come.
But what if they do? This room is the only one we have that day. There's a wedding reception in the banqueting rooms, so we...
Well, in that case, I suppose...
One. Where is the man's company about to open a branch?
Two. What date is the presentation scheduled to take place?
Three. What time is the presentation scheduled to start?
Four. What will they have for lunch?
Five. What equipment will the man bring to the presentation room?
Six. How many people can the presentation room hold?
Seven. How many invitations have been sent out?
Eight. How many people does the man expect to come to the presentation?
Part 5. Numbers, Dates, and Times. 1. Could you give me his phone number?
Yes, it's 0865-267-622.
2. How many people were at the meeting?
16.
3. We've gotten 60 inquiries so far.
Good. And how many have you replied to?
About two-thirds. 4. How many kilometers are there in a mile?
1.6.
5. Oh, it's freezing today.
Yes, it's -8 degrees out there.
6. When were you born?
1958.
Were you? I was born in 59. 7. What's the population of Sweden?
Around 8.5 million.
8. I'm free on the Friday of that week.
Okay, that's the 18th of July then.
9. My flight leaves at 16:50.
Then we'd better leave for the airport at about 2:30.
10. How much did it cost?
$999.99.
Part 6. Listening and Translation. A. Sentence Translation.
1. We're conducting a nationwide survey of people's reading habits. Would you have 5 minutes to answer a few questions?
2. Women in this country now receive equal pay for equal work, and 90% of all women work as truck drivers, scientists, and most other traditionally male jobs.
3. Until the 20th century, the majority of blacks lived in the southern part of the United States. Thus, prejudice against blacks is often associated with the South.
4. In 1999, the number of poor whites increased to 12.5%, while 29% of black families were considered poor and received coupons regularly.
5. People in this age group have to borrow money to pay for houses or apartments, and they also spend a lot of money on furniture and appliances.
B. Passage Translation.
1. Let's look at the new organization of the Associate Company in France. Can everybody see the chart? At the top here, we have the general manager, and he has 6 people who report to him. There's the director, responsible for strategic coordination. Then there's me. I'm responsible for development and marketing. Then there's the production director, the personnel manager, and the pharmaceutical director. Any questions so far?
2. We Americans are incredibly lazy. Instead of cooking a simple, nourishing meal, we pop a frozen dinner into the oven. Instead of studying a daily newspaper, we are contented with the capsule summaries on the network news. Worst of all, instead of walking even a few blocks to the local convenience store, we jump into our cars. This dependence on the automobile, even for short trips, has robbed us of the valuable experience of walking. If we drove less and walked more, we would save money, become healthier, and discover fascinating things about our surroundings.